as the debate over the governor's budget continues, transportation funding is a sticking point. The governor wants to turn to bonding to pay for transportation needs. Meanwhile, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the plan isn't fiscally responsible and says he's looking for a more permanent fix.
Tom still has some options to consider in a recent column, among them toll roads. We want to know what you think. Is the time right to put toll roads back on the table in Wisconsin as an alternative to this borrowing? What about tolls in a few key spots? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Call or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Tom Still is the president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. Tom, welcome back.
Hi. Glad to be on, Veronica.
Well, so far, the governor's plan to pay for transportation needs in the state with bonding isn't winning over everybody, notably Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, like we just said. And some of the alternatives that you've laid out, various kinds of taxes like a heavy user's fee, adjusted fuel fees, but you'd also like to put toll roads back on the table for consideration. How come?
Well, I think toll roads is more of a long-term consideration, given some of the history around tolls themselves in Wisconsin and some of the hurdles that the state would have to overcome to get it done. Now, first of all, on bonding, it's worth noting that I think all but one or two states do bonding now. Some do much more than Wisconsin. And of course, you know, the time might be right with interest rates for some of that. But I think the legislature appears to be saying they would like a more mixed approach, and that's why some of the other options I described could make some sense. With toll roads, the reason it may be smart to start thinking about that now, at least, is the fact that there's a door kind of cracked open through the White House that would allow states to revisit the deal that was cut in the 1950s when the interstate was built. Under that deal, states that took federal money couldn't have tolls. And Wisconsin, that's what Wisconsin did. Now, you roll forward 65 years or so, and it may be time to move on and think about a lot of different options. And so it's something that would have to involve Wisconsin's congressional delegation eventually as well.
So you're saying states that already have toll roads, like Illinois, didn't take that federal money back in the 50s?
Yeah, or at least as much. There were probably some graduated scale connected to it. But yes, states like Illinois turned down at least a portion of that deal in order to maintain the option to have tolls.
Now, who generally pays when the tolls are in place? Is it out-of-staters or is it residents?
Well, I think that those are based on, you know, traffic patterns about who uses the interstates, and I think those kinds of statistics may be available through the State Department of Transportation and probably the Federal Department of Transportation. But you can tell just as a user of the interstate, if you're out there, that you're going to see license plates from all over. Obviously, trucks that are engaged in commerce and ferrying goods back and forth are going to come from everywhere. You will see a lot of border traffic, especially on the interstate, maybe perhaps between the Illinois border and Madison or the Dells, and the same coming the other way from Minnesota. So it's not exclusively Wisconsin people, of course, who would be subject to tolls if they were in place.
Now, this has been, you know, a pretty hot-button issue over the years. Some people say it's going to slow down traffic, cause congestion, and that's one of the things that they like about Wisconsin roads, the fact that it doesn't have tolls. What do you say to concerns like that?
Well, I think there's where the technology comes in terms of how these toll systems look. You know, let's take Illinois, for example. The I-Pass there has led to really automatic lanes where there are RFID sensors that are tied to a reader that would be in each vehicle, and people just pass right through at pretty much normal speed limits. There's very little slowing down around that, except maybe at some peak hours, but not much at all. And they probably reserve one, sort of cash lane going the other way. So the technology has reached the point that those kinds of delays really shouldn't be a problem. And then if Wisconsin had such a system, an RFID-type system in place, they'd probably make it so that it's it's going to match up with those similar systems in other states, so people could use that those kinds of readers wherever they go.
Now, Peter in Facebook said it will probably never happen, but I like the idea of toll express lanes, a little bit of what you're getting at there. Tom in Madison called to say, I think we should do toll roads, but only at the Illinois and Minnesota borders. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we're taking calls right now. You can weigh in with your thoughts on toll roads in Wisconsin, maybe as a long-term solution to relieve maybe some bonding that may be happening under the governor's budget, maybe just to help shore up Wisconsin's transportation funds in general. Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And as far as, you know, putting the tolls in a couple of places, maybe not all over the interstate system, but mm-hmm. a few strategic spots. Do you think that would be a good way to sort of dip our toe in the water, Tom?
It really could be. I think both of the folks who responded on Facebook are on to a couple of alternatives that could be a way to go. The notion of hot lanes that could be between, you know, for I-39 and 90, between perhaps South Beloit and Madison, or perhaps up to the Dells. That might be one way to go, because there's already talk about trying to add lanes of some sort anyway. And the same could happen from the Minnesota border as far as Menominee or even Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. So there are some options in those kinds of corridors to make it work.
And we'll go ahead and see if we can take our first caller now. We've got Devin on the line in Bay City. Devin, hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. What do you think about toll roads in Wisconsin?
Well, I'm an over-the-road truck driver, and I do a lot of driving Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan. And I know the toll roads in Illinois just went up, I think, 20-25%. I'm glad I'm a company driver, because I don't have to pay that. I know it can get pretty expensive going through those toll roads, and, you know, it can cause products to go up if toll roads go in, because those truckers got to, you know, go through those roads. And I'm glad I don't have to pay for it, because it can get expensive. And I live on the western side of the state, and to put toll roads in, people drive back and forth from Minnesota to Wisconsin all the time to go to work. And if you put toll roads in, you know, yeah, I don't think that's the answer. They got to come up with a different way.
Okay, thanks a lot for your thoughts, Devin. I appreciate that. He's a truck driver. He says worried that it could raise the prices on goods, and also that it's just getting too expensive. What do you think, Tom?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's no doubt that, you know, transportation comes with cost, and most often those costs are going to be passed on to consumers, either a business-to-business consumer or a traditional consumer. There's no doubt about that. But right now, somebody's paying anyway. All of the costs in Wisconsin, except for those fuel taxes that are paid by folks who are driving through the state, are generally picked up by state taxpayers. This may be, if you believe in the sort of the concept of user fees, that those who use should pay the most, toll roads have some logic to them. Yes, we have a transportation system that is largely based on over-the-road trucking, and that those are also where you get some of the most wear and tear on the highways itself. So it's a balancing act. There's no doubt that some this would be passed on, but then the question becomes, aren't we paying anyway?
Well, appreciate that call, Devin. Let's move on to Tony in Heartland. Tony, hi.
Hi.
What do you think?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, considering that it costs about 60 to 80 cents for every dollar collected when you put up a toll booth, they're the most inefficient way to collect taxes. And when you can do something like just, you know, adjusting a tax rate somewhere else, you know, whether it be a fuel tax or an income tax or some other type of tax, sales tax, because, you know, everybody benefits from the roads. And it just seems like, you know, a toll booth is just the most inefficient way to collect tax money. It's a big waste of, you know, our dollars.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate your thoughts, Tony. And what about that? Maybe this is an inefficient way to do it. Maybe there are simpler ways, and maybe we should just bite the bullet and do something to tax the roads.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, know, there's it's true. There are costs of collections for pretty much anything that, that could be out there. Fuel taxes themselves do have that as well. And some of the other pieces that are there, even, you know, bonding certainly has a cost of collection in terms of the interest rates that would be paid. And that's why in this particular column that I wrote, I laid out the fact that there are a variety of pay-as-you-go approaches in addition to bonding that could make it work. I mean, that includes fuel taxes, and there are some different ways of doing that now, such as rather than a flat per gallon tax, tie it to the percentage of wholesale prices for gas and diesel as those prices may rise and fall. Some states do general fund taxes, which is probably not an option in Wisconsin. Others tie it more to different things that is a variety ranging from tire taxes to battery taxes to congestion taxes. There's a lot of things out there. And so it really is a question of trying to figure out how to best collect it from those who are actually using the roads in what is an efficient way for taxpayers.
Tom, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, absolutely, Veronica. Thank you for having me.
We've been speaking with Tom Still, president of the Wisconsin Technology Council.